only place and anyone cannot go there. So many persons go to Sarkambam village, Govardhan Giriraj. No? But very few knew that fair is
Gauri.
Only very few, very few. I think that in lakhs one person can know. So it is a hidden place, and at that time also very thick
jungle,
forest
there, full of so many
trees.
Thick trees and everything. Rukminjari at once thought something and she went directly to Gauri Kunj. And in a lonely place, in a kunj, she searched that Padma Shadya, Chandravali, and all were there. And they are doing Viras with Chandravali and other sakhis. Rukminjari was very buddhi, mane ekdam tikshan medha. She is too intelligent.
Present intelligence.
Very intelligent.
Really. She saw something, thought, and went directly to that one. And she began to weep. Tears were coming. No? And she saw that, she told Krishna, "Oh, Krishna, I have seen that very big
demon
in the shape of Vrishabh,
bull,
has come, and you're very near and dear. New bull, very new, young. Young means Kishore. Bull is fighting with that bull. And if you become a second late, your bull will be killed. You love him so much. So you should come and
protect from the demon.
Krishna told, Krishna understood everything. But they don't. Chandravali is so saral.
Simple.
So simple. Saral means simple. So simple. She don't know dao page. You know?
Don't know tricks.
But they know tricks. Padma is so, knows so tricks. Then Krishna told, "Oh, it is a very dangerous thing. If I make late, demon will kill my Kishore bull, young bull. I'm come just I'm coming. And if there is some late, don't care. I will come surely. I am coming just now, killing that demon." And he ran and told Rukminji that, "You should come to me. Where is demon?" She told that, "In this way, in Radhakund direction." And that Krishna ran, and now he is so pleased, Rukminji, that in Gauri Kund, in their kund, with surrounded by all, by a tree, I have caught that mad elephant and I am sending there. Here we see that He is in Chandravali Kunj. But yet, he is so willing to meet Srimati Radhika in Sri Kunj. If Krishna has no will to go there, what Rupa Banjari can do? If Krishna don't want, and he is pleased with Chandravali to live there, then no one can do anything. But Krishna always remembers Srimati. And to increase the love of Srimati Radhika, he only goes there. If Krishna goes directly there, no utkantha is there. Utkantha, you know?
Eagerness.
To increase in it, eagerness. Like in Srimad Bhagavat, we see that when Krishna came in front of gopis, he has been disappeared, and when gopis sang Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam, all these gopi gave. After that, Krishna appeared before them in the shape of Manmath Manmathaha, smiling with shame. He came to gopis. Then gopi surrounded Krishna. No? He came towards Krishna. There were so many bats, so many juts. Jut, you know?
Group.
Not group, but...
No, what? Party.
So, one kind of group, jut, they were having the Krishna feet in their laps and telling that, how are you? That if you have left everything for you, and yet you have left us. Some were taking the Krishna hands in their hands and telling Krishna something. Some are of some way from, and by eyes they are telling something Krishna, as if they are in anger. Those who are taking the fates of Krishna in their hands, there are in the groups of Chandravali. Those who have kept the hands of Krishna, these are Shyamala, Radha Shokaksha. Those who have taken this left hand, they are of Bhadra, Tatastha. And those who are in front of Krishna, but very far away from Krishna, and they are manifesting their krodh,
anger.
These are of youth of Srimati Radhika. And they are that, how are you? You are of six or seven kinds of persons. In them, who are you? After that, Krishna became so much pleased with those who were very far away, and who were looking towards the corner of. Krishna has said, they all asked Krishna, why you left us? Krishna told that you are thinking that I am kritagya, kritagna.
I am not grateful.
That you are not grateful. Kritagna. You know the meaning of kritagna?
Ungrateful.
Yes. Ungrateful. Krishna told them that I am not ungrateful. I have left you only to increase your eagerness, utkantha. In sadhak or siddha, if there is no utkantha to meet Krishna, all prem is ruined. There is no so much utkantha in Satyabhama and Rukmini, the wives of Dwarka. They have some utkantha, but not like gopis. Where there is more prem, more love, there is more utkantha, eagerness. If a man wants anything, I have something in my hand. Do you know what is in my hand? You will be eager to know what is in your hand. But when I will do like this, all eager will go. So, if I am always with you, there is no utkantha in your prem. There will be no utkantha. Us samay mein prem mein utkantha nahi rahegi. And then premiably, love will be shant, like prashant ocean. Understand? And what?
Quiet.
But I want to test a sea which has so many waves, a river which has current. Without current, river is not so good and the water will be somewhat maila, ganda,
dirty.
So from Himalaya to sea, in Ganges has so good current. So we take Ganges as a very sacred river. So prem should have current and waves. So the sea of prem, prem sindhu, should be with waves and with current. Then it is very good thing. So if you will have me for always, your love will be in the same level, quiet. So I become disappear here to increase your eagerness, love and affection for me, to renew the thing, prem. I was not far away from you. I was with you, but unseen, behind you, and was hearing what you have told, and was testing. And it was so tasteful. You are welcoming us also, telling ungrateful also, everything you have told. And it was in my ears like a nectar. And for this I was hidden with you. With no distance I was there. And also, to tell whole world that there are none like gopis. In my viparlambha bhav, separation, what a stage was there in gopis. How they were bitterly crying. They became mad. They were searching me, asking trees, tulasi, creepers and everything, for mountains also. And at last they began to do like Krishna, that is Leela. Oh, I am Krishna, thinking another to be Putana. And they took the breast of Putana somewhere, doing like Govardhan. Krishna was lifting Govardhan, all these things. So I have done it like if a very poor person had nothing affording, and suddenly he got a chintamani. But he did not know that what is chintamani. And he kept it here and there. And when one came and took that chintamani and fled away, stolen, then he was searching that very chintamani, that money. Anyone came and told that this was not a simple stone, but it was chintamani by which you can do everything. Then he began to cry and weep, oh, I have lost this thing. So here also, you are searching me for several years, and I have given birth to you. But you know?
Blessings.
Blessings. Blessing. That in this Sarat Purnima, I will play with you. What you want, I will do. So you were waiting for this. And I came and I met with you and began to do rash. At once I disappeared. Then we are searching here and there very eagerly, weeping for me. Now you see that what becomes if I disappear from you. And at that time, what a stage you have got. It is an example for whole world's devotees. So, for jagat mein ye ghoshana karne ke liye, dikhlane ke liye, to show this whole world that there are no devotees like you. In Milan, you have so much anand. And in separation, you feel so much separation that anyone cannot reach to that point. This was my main thing to show world. I have been disappeared from it. Now you should know that you are beloved, I am lover. I am beloved, you are lover. Both for those, reciprocal. Don't take my any ill thing. Napareham nirvatta sanjuchan.
Susadu kritta
vibhudha. You know this is slow. I am always grateful to you, kritagya. I am not ungrateful to you. If I will have an ayu is like Brahma, Shankar, but yet I cannot give anything that you have left your whole things
for me. I cannot repay you.
I cannot pay you. So be pleased to me. And that will be the best thing. Napare hamari vandasa. to increase that thing, eagerness, Krishna does like so. For sadhak jeev, we see that Narada was doing tapasya, aradhana, and Narayan gave him a jhalak darshan. What jhalak darshan?
Brief darshan.
And when he disappeared, not began to weep. When he was extreme weeping, again sound came from the sky that don't weep. I have only given my darshan to increase your eagerness and to have some samadhi seeing this dhyan. Increase your dhyan. Because without seeing anyone cannot do dhyan. So now you can do my dhyan and you will always be in samadhi, remembering I say. And with agarness, you do my aradhana, roaming in whole world, chanting my harinam, roop, gun, leela, etc. And a day will come when that will be your last day. And my subordinates will come and take you to Vaikuntha. And then you can go everywhere like me. And your sarir, this body will be chinmay. When you cannot check your eagerness, and you will be as if you die, you are dying, then that day will come. Narada obeys that order, and he was roaming and waiting for the last days, chanting Hari name, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. When his eager went to the last point, there come, and he kept his feet upon the death's head and went to Goloka Vaikuntha. And by the order of then Narayan or Krishna, he became immortal. And so many steps. He sometimes be in Vaikuntha, in Swarga, in Bhulok, in Sutal, and everywhere, in Krishna Lila, Ram Lila, and all other Lila. So Krishna gradually gives that eagerness to any sadhak bhakta whom he likes, and sees that he is my kripa patra. Jamaye vayesh bhainite tena labhya nayam atma pravachanena labhya. You know that slok? Nayam atma pravachanena labhya namidhaya bahuna sutena jamaye vayesh bhainite tena labhya tasais atma vibhrunite tanum swam. This slok is telling that anyone cannot know me by reading of Vedas and all books. Also by any book, Srimad Bhagavata also, by reading, it will not be. By medha, very much intelligence, we can. By our sharirik parishram,
bahuna srutena,
by sruti, not sruti, Veda and all the, we cannot know. When Krishna enters our name in his register of Kripa Patra, that you are Kripa Patra, you are a Patra of my mercy, you are object of my mercy. If he writes our name,
there. And he does kripa, manifest his mercy upon me. Then we can know. How? By gradually increasing the eagerness, utkantha, of that bhakti. When we were kanishta bhakta, no? We can satisfy that we are doing worship Radha and Krishna, Ram, no? But when we become madhyamadhikari, only worship of Sri Vigraha will not do. He will more like to hear the pastimes of Krishna and chant Krishna and to be with the Rasik Bhakta. Do minute thari abhi thoda sa baatchit kar lo. When eagerness is going on, bhakti becomes, the standard of bhakti becomes higher. Only this utkantha makes, can make a sadhak jeev. It will lead to madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari, kanishta madhyamadhikari, madhyam madhyamadhikari, and uttam madhyamadhikari. And then he will come in uttam kanishta, then uttam madhyam, and then uttam uttam. And these uttam uttam will have bhav, sat, suddha sattva in them. And then he will get prem and then. So, then he will enter in the realm of this raganuga bhajan as Tulasi Manjari, Arati Manjari is one thing. So, eagerness is there, vyakulata, vyakulata, and eagerness is there. So, he is telling here that this thing and this
dots,
raids, is a mahaushadhi, that is the
controlling
Krishna ko bandhane ke liye ye shikal ke saman hai. Understand?
The trap that will catch the mad elephant of Krishna.
Because Krishna is bahunishtha. Krishna bahunishtha hai. Aur gopiyan ek nishtha hai. Isliye ek gopi ko chhod kar ke dusre ke yahan chale jayenge. Understand? Somewhat. You should know Hindi, learn Hindi also. Hindi or Bangla and Sanskrit has some more rush. The Krishna is bahunishtha, bahunishtha, you know. He wants to love so many gopis. Not only gopis, father, mother,
friends,
and the devotees of Dwarka, devotees of Ajodhya, devotees of this world. There are so many bhakti devotees. Krishna want to, don't want to leave any of. Also, whether he is not devotee, think. But Krishna is there as a Paramatma everywhere in every soul. Whether he is demon or anything. So Krishna is bound to love everyone. And some duties to others. But gopis had no duty, nothing to do, no anything. Only for Krishna. They have given everything for one Krishna. So gopis are only ekanishtha, nishtha in one, prem in one, love in one. And Krishna has love in so many places. No? So Krishna can go here and there. But here Tulsi Manjari is thinking that if I will give dots of this, Krishna will be tightened there and he will never go to any other one. So he is very
artfully
and patiently, dhir means patiently, will I do this service to you, that Krishna elephant will never go to here and there. And he will be tightened with that thing. He will come to you one day. And saying, we will be very, so much pleased. Manjari is telling. She is doing this thing and telling to Radhika all these things. And Radhika is going on hearing and so much pleased. He told that, oh, where is your mirror? And see this, and seeing this, oh, you have done so good. I think that effect will be, yeah, tighten surely this hidden meaning. Any question? You can
ask. I had asked you a couple of months ago one question.
Okay, that. Okay, dekhala, ulta, ji.
And I was going to ask it today, but I think you answered it. I asked about Krishna. He was being criticized for not going to Vrindavan and why he did not go back to Vrindavan. But I think today you have given the answer that he wanted to show the great love of the gopis and also to show for the sadhaka the need for increasing the eagerness through separation. Is that
not only this cause? This is the cause also. But main thing is that one day Krishna was sitting with Srimati Radhika and all other sakhis there, Lalita Vishakha and others were there. So all sakhis were there. Madhumangal, Sridham and all others were also there. They were sitting on the bank of Prem Sarovar. All were so much pleased. A bee came and thought that Srimati Radhika's lotus feet are certainly a lotus, so much fragrant, so much komal, soft, so much red, as if it was more than a lotus. The bee surrounding the lotus feet wanted to take shelter in komal. Radhika was so much fear. Understand?
Afraid.
And she was doing like this to make fly away that bee. She also cried. At first Madhvangal came and took his stick and doing like this. See, he make that bee to go far away. After that, Madhumangal returned and told that, oh Srimati ji, I have made flay, but
I have chased away.
That Madhusudan, very far away, he will never come return. Madhusudan has two meanings, so meaning, but two meanings here. Madhusudan means bee. And Madhusudan means Krishna also. Krishna is like a bee who tests Madhu of Gopi's prem.
and that bee tastes only honey of that lotus. So both are Madhusudha. Here he is telling that I have made fled away so far away that he will never come return, that Madhusudha. Srimati heard that sloka, that Madhusudan will not come again, never come. So he feel like separation, that Madhusudan will not come. Madhusudan was there, Krishna was there, and Krishna has done like this to Radhika. But yet Radhika feels that that Madhusudan has gone, and he began to cry and weep and became senseless. Krishna was seeing this, all these things. Oh, Srimati Radhika is in my lap, and yet he heard that Madhusudan has gone away, he will never return. And he has so much feeling separation that he became senseless. One day he saw that after that Krishna did so much things that he came in senses. But he could not restore her. She was so sad and weeping. One day she saw, Krishna saw, that I've gone some other place. That is called Pravas. And in Pravas, Srimati Radhika is feeling separation. And feeling separation, he came in a such mood that feeling Krishna there, he became mad. And in madness, he sees that tamal vriksha, tamal tree, and thinks that he is Krishna. He is laughing, he is doing conversation, talking with tamal tree, that as if he is Krishna. He takes in his arms that tamal as Krishna and becomes so cheerful. Krishna thought that when we are in meeting, Radhika's stage has gone so hard in prem, mahabhav, that he always thinks that Krishna's separation. But in separation, he sees afterward that Krishna is here. I am talking with Krishna. Krishna is doing like this and playing with me. And he, at that time, she becomes so cheerful and takes meal and everything. She dressed himself and does sringar. But when they meet, that separation comes. So he thinks that if I will be in Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika, the meaning of this, that I am giving some trouble to Radhika. And if I go to Mathura, he will be in separation and in a such mode, condition, that he will see that I am with Krishna and he will be pleased. So I should go to Mathura. She will always see that I am with him. Mahabhava avastha. So Krishna thought it better to go from Vrindavan. And I will take sandesh from any other person that how she is there. When he went to Mathura, he sent Baldev and Uddhav. Sometimes bee, he came in the shape of a bee. That bee was Krishna. Sometimes as a Hans, you know?
Swan.
And other shapes, he went. Sometimes he go in dream. It Srimati is seeing that as if I am in seeing dream, but that dream is not dream. Krishna goes by his shape there and plays with Srimati Radhika on that stage. So this separation was for the good of Srimati Radhika. If you know Hindi, I can describe more, but I think that something you have understood.
Krishna, in Dwarka, he said that I think if I go, I will not increase their happiness. So I think this is the same meaning.
For the happiness of gopis, he has gone to Mathura to make happy and to increase the utkantha, both eagerness. If we will always, if you will always be here, no eagerness will come. When you will go to South Africa or America, from there eagerness will come more. And here, he is always available. But you will have the mulya, value. You will now you are really realizing the value of your Gurudev. Not at that time, after departure of that. So from being sometimes far away, it realizes the mulya of that thing, value. So from Krishna was in Vrindavan, they were not understanding the value of Krishna. When he came, went to Mathura and Dwarka, they knew the value of Krishna. And Krishna also knew the value of Srimati Radhika and Gopis from Mathura. So it is called Mathur Prem, Mathur Virah Prem. It's the best thing.
Yes. Today. Thank you.